Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 111 on April 25th, 2020. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on United States Steels, JD, and the S&P 500 ETF. And then we discuss three new trades on the Cheesecake Factory, Lyft, and Wells Fargo. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. The equity markets finished the week lower this past week, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 467 points. Closing the week at 23,775 points. The S&P 500 index lost 37 points, closing the week at 2,836 points. And it's funny, we've gotten to the point where a 400-point swing in the Dow, or you know, almost 40-point swing in the S&P, those used to be really big, and now it's just like Tuesday. It's just like another day. So that's it for the week. Let's get into the topic of the week. And this week, the topic of the week is really a reminder for all of us, and it's not to count your money while your cards are on the table. Another way to say it is to not count your chickens before the eggs hatch, right? One of the mistakes people make all the time is counting their profits before the trade is closed. Now, have you ever been playing a game and you started celebrating before the game was over, only to realize that one of your competitors found a way to beat you? And then you have to humbly exit the game with a loss. I mean, we've all done it, right? We get ahead and think no one can catch us. We get overconfident, start making poor decisions. Well, the same thing happens in trading all the time. People say, there's no way for me to lose. Or they start allocating the profits from the trade long before they've closed it. So don't let yourself think about how you're going to spend the money until the trade is done. Until then, stay vigilant. Ask yourself, how can you lose? Then make a plan to mitigate that risk, right? It's all about mitigating risk. So when you close the trade and the profit is locked in and it's safely in your account, you can count it, you can allocate it however you want, you can make it rain, you can go buy what, you know, go invest it, do whatever you want to do. But until then, keep pushing to make sure the market doesn't take your profits back like the Grinch who stole Christmas. So let's get into the trade review from last week. We're going to start off with the covered call like we do every week. Looked at United States Steel, symbol X as in X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $6.79. We looked at buying that stock and selling the May 7 call at 50 cents, hoping for a maximum return of 10.46 or almost 10.5% in 4 weeks. Now, United States Steel stock finished the week 3 cents higher than last week. So if you bought the call option back in today, it would cost you 50 cents, which is exactly what you sold it for. So the entire trade made a total of 3 cents on the week. And ultimately, if you had this position on, you wouldn't make any adjustments unless you no longer believed that the stock would continue to grow. Ultimately, no adjustment needed. Unless you decide to exit the trade. If your trade thesis changes, then exit the trade. The next trade from last week was a credit spread. We looked at JD.com, symbol J as in Juliet, D as in Delta. At the time, the stock was trading for $46.15 per share. We looked at selling the May 46-45 put spread at 38 cents, which can give us a maximum possible loss of 62 cents per spread. Well, JD stock fell $1.10 this week, closing at $45.05. The put spread we sold is nearly all the way in the money, so thankfully there's still 3 weeks left until expiration. The spread only increased 20 cents, and that's because of the time that's allotted still to this trade, so that 20 cents is a direct loss for us. Now, you can sell against this. You can sell the May 47, 48 call spread and collect 27 cents, which of course will offset the initial loss of the trade, but it is going to change the risk. So ultimately we will have taken in a total of 65 cents on, in total for the trade. And that would be the 27 cents that's new for the call spread and the 38 cents you received last week when you sold the put spread. So receiving 65 cents for two spreads that ultimately are $1 wide and can't both end up in the money, it leaves you with a maximum possible loss of 35 cents. So we've managed to lower our overall risk down to 35 cents on the spread. And with the addition of that, with selling the call spread, it gives us a profit range of $45.35 to $47.65. So as long as stock ends up finishing in 3 weeks between that $2.30 range on the stock, then we walk away with our 65 cents. We walk away with profit. If it finishes outside of that range, which right now it is outside of the range, trading at $45.05, then we assume our maximum loss of 35 cents. So when we started off this trade last week, the trade had a maximum possible loss of 62 cents. By selling the call spread, you lower your overall risk down to 35 cents. That's the beauty of understanding options. Now, our final trade last week was the debit spread. We looked at the Spiders, S&P 500 ETF, symbol S as in Sierra, P as in Papa, Y as in Yankee. At the time, the stock was trading for $286.64 per share. We looked at buying the 297-296 put spread, paying 65 cents, hoping for a maximum gain of 35 cents or 53.85% return on your money, on your capital. So the SPY ETF fell $3.67 this week. So the in-the-money put spread we bought is even more in the money at this point. Now, you would lose 5 cents on the spread if you crossed the bid-ask spread right now to sell it at the listed bid. However, we know that with stock prices where they currently are, this spread will be worth a dollar in 3 weeks, leaving us with a 35 cent profit on 65 cents of capital. Not bad. So that's a roughly 54% return in another 3 weeks, as long as stock stays below $296. So pretty good. So I'm happy for the most part with that trade. And we'll dive right on into the trades for this week. And I'm actually going to look at a couple of companies I haven't traded and one I haven't gotten to trade in a long time. So the covered call, we're looking at the Cheesecake Factory, which just made my stomach growl a little bit because I love cheesecake. But Cheesecake Factory, symbol cake, C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, K as in Kilo, E as in Echo. The stock ended the week trading at $18.59 per share. Looking at buying that stock and selling the May 20 call at $1.05, hoping for a maximum return of 13.23% in 3 weeks. So you enter this trade by buying stock for $18.59 per share and selling the May 20 call at $1.05. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $20 per share and the break-even price on the trade is $17.54 per share. In real terms, the stock purchase would cost you $1,859 and you would collect $105 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is a credit spread. Looking at the company Lyft, the rideshare company, symbol L as in Lima, Y as in Yankee, F as in Foxtrot, T as in Tango. Stock ended the week at $31.96 per share. I'm looking at selling the May 31.5/31 put spread at 19 cents, which gives us a maximum possible loss of 31 cents per spread. Now you enter this trade by selling the May 31.5 put at $2.69 and concurrently buying the May 31 put for $2.50. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $31.50 per share. The break-even price is $31.31, And in real terms, you would receive $19 per spread that you sell and have $31 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread. We're looking at Wells Fargo, symbol WFC. W as in whiskey, F as in foxtrot, C as in Charlie. Stock ended the week at $26.92 per share. And I'm looking at buying the May 27 half, 27 put spread, paying 34 cents for the spread, which could give us a maximum possible gain of 16 cents or 47% return on your capital in 3 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the May 27 half put for $1.95 and concurrently selling the May 27 put at $1.61. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain below $27 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $27.16 per share. And in real terms, you will pay $34 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain per spread is $16. So that's it for this week's trades. I hope you guys are all staying safe, staying healthy. Again, if you have any questions about the trades here on the show or any of the other craziness that's going on in the markets right now, feel free to reach out to me. I hear from individual traders all the way to hedge fund managers and guys that, you know, trade capital for large institutions that I can't mention. It's all done discreetly. So you can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. Take care. Have a great weekend. Happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.